Welcome to the A&E podcast show. I'm Anne Forgione.
And I'm Emma Forgione.
We are two sisters
in two different states,
giving you our two perspectives on all things current events, big or small, and in between. On today's episode, we will be discussing a hot topic that has been very publicized and blown up in the media.
Recently, there has been a large college admissions scandal involving universities like the University of Southern California, Yale University, Stanford University, Wake Forest University, and many others as well.
To give you all some more background information on what exactly the scandal involved, more than 50 wealthy individuals were involved in a scheme that allowed cheating on standardized tests, bribing college coaches and school officials to accept students as athletes even though the student had never played the sport to begin with. This scheme was directed by CEO of a college admissions prep company called The Key and involved many well-known celebrities like Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman and their children. So Emma, being an individual who has already applied to colleges in the past and has graduated already, what are your thoughts on this scandal?
Well, obviously, I think what they did is crazy and wrong, because the reason that this was a federal crime is because this company, The Key, that William Rick Singer ran, these people were giving thousands and up to hundreds of thousands of dollars to him, and they were writing it off on their taxes as if they were giving money to charity. So that's essentially committing tax fraud, which is a federal crime. They were also committing mail fraud, which is probably a lesser crime, but still a crime. So obviously, I think illegally getting into college is bad.
Yeah.
But it does bring up this conversation about wealthy or well-acclaimed parents who are legacies at a college or who have donated buildings or lots of money to foundations for a college, getting their kids in that way, which is not illegal.
And it happens like all the time.
So yes, this was a huge scandal and a huge crime, but it's also bringing up these larger questions about what it really means to get into a college.
Mm-hmm.
How it's not always based on your merit. It can at times be based on connections, nepotism, who you know.
I totally agree. I think it gives like some insight on like how we draw the line of what's like morally right and wrong in this circumstance. And I know obviously what they did was wrong and very upsetting for people who work so hard to try to get into college to begin with, and others who would have maybe gotten into those specific schools if this hadn't happened. I know being a college student myself, and going through the admissions process, whether I was accepted or denied from a school, I would find it upsetting that the reason I didn't get into university was because I didn't have these connections, or that someone had gotten unfairly because they cheated. And I think going further, for the years to come, they should really try and crack down on like making sure the kids getting in deserve to be there.
Yeah.
So like, what do you think schools could do to like stop this from happening again?
I honestly think the best thing that colleges should do is they should require an interview. When I applied to college, I applied to a lot of very tiny colleges, and at every single one of them, they required you to do an interview. And I know that's probably harder to do at some big schools, but you're putting a face and a personality to a piece of paper then. And so they can see like what your drive is and what your passions are and who you are as a person. And I think that's a way bigger determinant of who you should want at your school. So that might be harder to do at some of the big schools, but even state schools have college interviews. Also, maybe doing away with standardized testing or replacing it with something that's way more telling of someone's skills. The point of the SATs is they're supposed to evaluate how well you will do within your first year of college. It's a different skill set being a student in the classroom and doing your work than it is like sitting down and taking like a timed math test. Completely different set of skills. So I don't think the SATs are super useful in evaluating how you will do in school.
So I think a great solution to that would be like if these schools implemented their own testing instead of like the SAT and standardized tests. I know for my math class at University of Central Florida, I had to take a test before I enrolled in a math class. So that actually sees, you know, where you're at versus what an SAT in 11th grade said.
Right.
And I think it gives a better opportunity to place you where you're supposed to be. So exactly. If they see that the scores are not like corresponding with your SAT scores, then obviously something's wrong. And I think all these things would be a good way for the schools to create a more fair process. Right. And make sure something like this doesn't happen again.
Exactly.
So we would like to say thank you to our listeners for tuning in today. And thank you for coming to us to listen about all things current events. And we hope you tune in for next week's episode.